listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what comes from God. And I want to read to you from James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, where we read this. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In writing about temptation, James wanted us to know that temptation to evil will never come from God. And to emphasize that, he used a point of contrast to tell us what does come from God. He says, every good and perfect gift is from above. We expect no pure goodness from our own fallen nature and from those who would entice us to evil. But every good and perfect gift comes from God the Father in heaven. Now, of course, we must measure the ultimate goodness of any gift on an eternal scale. Something that may seem to only be good, such as winning a lottery, you know, that may actually cause our destruction. So James wrote about God here, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Friends, God's goodness never changes. There is no variation with him. Instead of shadows, God is the Father of lights. The sun and the stars never stop giving light, even when we can't see them. Even so, there is never a shadow with God. When night comes, the darkness is not the fault of the sun. The sun shines as brightly as it ever does. Instead, part of the earth turns from the sun, and darkness comes. Simply said, when we say that God is the Father of lights, we mean that he never changes. There's no shadow of turning with him. And James continued, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. James understood that the gift of salvation was given by God, and it was not earned by our work or obedience. It is of his own will that he brought us forth for salvation. And why did he do it? It says here in verse 18, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We can see God's goodness in our salvation as he initiated our salvation of his own will and brought us forth to spiritual life by his word of truth, that we might be to his glory as first fruits of a harvest. In the previous verses, James told us what the lust of man brings forth. It brings forth sin and death. Now he tells us what the will of the good God brings. It brings salvation to us as a kind of first fruits of his creature. Now, James may refer to his generation of believers when he calls them first fruits, primarily as being written to Christians from a Jewish background. The fact that these Christians from Jewish backgrounds were called first fruits, just like in Deuteronomy chapter 26, it shows that James expected a later harvest and a greater harvest of Christians from a Gentile background. Think about it. God will often do a work, and he means that work to be a small sign, a small evidence of a greater work to come. What God wants to do in your life today is an indication of a much greater work that he wants to do in you and through you. Receive that from him with gratitude and receive it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.